I think the last, you know, being here the last couple months working with our coaches, is everything's gone pretty well, but it's good to get on the field and kind of work things out, play, although it's not real yet. We're not wearing pads. It's still, we're still getting to some good experience, I think, in these last couple of days.
Did you like the 3-4?
Oh, yeah, I love it. I think it's a good, for us, we, what type of guys we have a bunch of talent on this defense. I think it's fun. I mean, you can be unpredictable. You can come from all different places on the field. You can switch up your coverages pretty easy. And there's a lot of different things we can do. And we're just starting to tap into it. There's a lot more we haven't even gotten to yet. But it's for what, at least the type of linebackers we have here. I know us. I can only speak for us. We like it a lot so far.
Is it weird to see Canton in the
linebacker system? No, he's done a great job. Maybe the first day, I guess, a couple months ago in our IPWs, it was different seeing him stand up and drop into coverage and do stuff. But he's done a great job. I think he's enjoying it now, and he's done some good stuff for these last couple of days. And I give him credit because that's a big transition going from DN all the time to standing up and having to think a lot more and do different things. He's really transitioned well.
What do you think the learning curve is, AJ, for you guys, or pick this up and just go without thinking?
I mean, I think we talk about it. We think by training camp we'll be ready to play a game by the start of training camp. You know, you can do everything. You can put in a bunch of different things. Our you know, Coach Capers even said today, if we have to, we'll run three defenses the whole time. You know, we don't need to be running 10, 20 different defenses every single game. But you know, when it comes down to it, I've said it before, football is football. So whatever happens, we have some good instinctive guys that are going to go to the ball and try to make plays.
What do you think of the rookies? Are they fitting in well so far? Do you see anything that pops out of them?
They all look good. I say it all the time. They do a good job of bringing athletes in here, and I think they do it. Obviously, unfortunate what happened to Clay yesterday, pulling his hamstring or whatever he did. But I think, you know, he'll be back pretty shortly, I'm guessing. But him, BJ, all the rest of the guys are doing a great job. I'm excited to see them once they get pads on in camp. I'm sure they're ready to get there too. The terminology, you know, using – sometimes you might be playing similar things to what we did last year, but it's just different terminology. You need to get the old terminology out of your head and start using the new stuff, and that's the biggest transition. I think that's the thing coaches deal with if they move around the league. When they go from one place to another, they have to learn new defense all the time, and players as well. So it's just getting the calls down, and I think we've done a pretty good job so far.
What's Kevin Green like?
I'm sure you guys have interviewed him. He's great. He brings a ton of energy, a lot of positive energy, which is good from him. Watched a few of his wrestling videos when he was wrestling, so it's funny to see a guy like that. It's great though. He brings that much respect that he demands from his playing days, I think. And then when he comes in, you see how much he wants to help and what he's doing. He's a great guy to have around. I think this whole staff gets along really well, and the players and everyone seem to really take to all of him.